KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I suck.
Apparently, I suck. Here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, here we go. Let's see, Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas Nissan.
You know, Red Rock is an arena player now.
Is he really?
Robert Atlanta, Thomas? I think, yeah. So when you go to Atlanta.
You mean the Georgia Force.
Whatever.
Did he make the team?
I hope so.
You know what? He would be a good arena player. I mean, number one, he can't play in the NFL. And number two.
Poor Red Rock.
You know, he started out as a linebacker and then switched over to fullback in the NFL.
And don't they have to go both ways over there?
Yeah. If you're a fullback, you got to go both ways.
Hope he didn't spend it all. What are you looking at?
If I could guess, and I love Robert Thomas, but he's one of those guys that got $1 million contract and might not have any of it left. I'm just guessing.
Did you see him all?
I didn't order a burrito? Investment. Yeah, I saw him at halftime of a Cowboys game this year at Chipotle up there in Grapevine.
Never know where you'll run into Robert Thomas.
That's right.
Would you like to send out a message to him, Tom, since you like calling out athletes?
Didn't call out anybody.
You called out Rusty?
I heard you calling out Rusty.
Nah, Rusty's a little mistaken on that. I did call him out insofar as I didn't think he'd be back this year.
So now you called Rusty a liar.
Colorful way. He's just mistaken, that's all.
You think Rusty has a picture of Tom on his bathroom mirror to inspire him every morning?
I like Mike's reaction. When Rusty calls, he says Gribble. He goes, Gribble?
What?
I think that was great.
How does Rusty know who Gribble is?
I was wondering the same thing.
Well, now that you've backed off of your statements, I'm sure Rusty's going to be your
clarified,
friend again.
Clarified, that's all. That's all I did.
On this day in 1994, South Africa announced the election to choose national and regional assemblies in which people of all races would vote.
How in the world does South Africa every single day have some bit of news?
White and black, Gribble. All races.
They opened the door to all people.
Right.
That was a great day.
With smelly results.
That was my wife's tribute.
Reiner, on this day in 1836, the Whig Party held its first national convention in New York.
Who'd you vote for?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Hmm. Wasn't Millard Fillmore a Whig?
I don't know.
Might have been a Tory.
Was he a Tory?
I'm not really familiar with any of those things.
Tory was the loyalist to the throne, Dan.
What side was Rush Limbaugh on at that point?
He'd have been a Tory.
Tory?
Yeah.
I think he was on the Vicodin side.
He wanted King George to win.
We have a P1 birthday. His name is JR. It is his birthday.
JR.
So, there you go. Elsewhere, Bob Greasy is 59.
You know what? I believe you're leaving out something pretty big that happened on this day.
I am?
I believe you are.
I believe. Isn't today the day the music died?
It certainly is. It was romanticized in song.
Well, that was
going
to be a dead, not day.
45 years ago, 1959?
Yes.
Buddy Holly died.
That story got bumped for today in South Africa history.
I mean, our priorities, you know.
Right, yeah.
But we'll get to them.
Also, Dustin.
What?
Is having a birthday.
What if we have any American pie in there?
Transplanted P1 living in the land of the Aggie.
I bet we do have American pie in there.
Mm.
If you search McLean.
Today he is 28.
You mean the movie where they put their pee-pee in a pie?
And his sign-off is Gribbs is gay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Happy birthday,
I saw an apple pie with a hole. Used to make me
smile. The song's never punch up. And I knew if I had is it punch up reruns ever?
No, but when do
never.
You hear it these days?
K-Love will play it every once in a while.
Will he?
Yeah.
It's in the top six CDs in my Armada right now.
But to hear it, you have to be tuned over there.
You have an Armada?
Wow.
That's right. You can get one, too.
So,
the day I stuck my pee-pee.
Ah. Ooh, Watch it.
That's a great
watch
song.
Watch it.
I can't remember. Oh, that's right. The bosses are in.
I'm glad you got the memo.
Are these Susquehanna bigwigs in town?
Back.
Like the song, Bob?
The biggest of the wigs should be walking around here.
Well, Reiner, he just sat down.
Reiner wears a wig.
I'm lucky I dressed up today.
I wear a wig.
It's a good wig.
You think Don McLean hates this song?
He can't.
How can you hate
greatness that you create?
It made him so rich. This one song made him never have to work a day the rest of his life.
Do you think he sings it fast like the fast Mike Tyson Wisconsinan now?
Didn't you guys have somebody on the ropes back in the day, and you were trying to you're trying to get him to admit that he hates playing his songs?
Bye-bye, American Pie, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Was it Ray Manzarek you guys hit with that?
Trying to get him to admit it, and he just wouldn't.
Yep.
Remember the Larry Sanders Show? He had somebody on, Warren Zevon, and Larry Sanders like, oh, you got to do Werewolves of London. And he's like, dude, I hate that. I just can't do it.
Well, that's anybody Werewolves that? Of London. When you create greatness like this,
oh, I think this is wonderful.
How can you hate it?
Did you ever see that thing on the internet where they broke down all the lyrics, what they really meant?
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Did you guys ever hear Dan's parody to this?
I did.
I wonder where that is.
Oh. Dudes with a bag of money bought the signal 1310.
That was 9 years ago.
They hired Reiner as the boss. Sportsbone said it was no big loss.
A lot of effort was put in these lyrics.
But they know now what they didn't know then. Are you bagging on him?
He's a singer.
I'm saying.
Found a guy who had a stammer. His name was Hambonita Hammer.
That's my favorite one.
Chuck and Skip were losers. So we banked on the musers.
Listen to the crowd, man. They're loving you.
They love it. Well, they love the music.
Gone
with the
rising sun. No, they love you.
Life as I knew it.
I'm surprised they didn't start singing along.
Well, shut up.
Became a... He won. You can hear him yelling it out, boy.
All right.
This is a good part.
Wow.
So, rock out here at Ticket Stock. Go whip Reiner, but the liners that are spoken by Doc. P1s are here to fill this place like a flock. Beg and give us content over the clock.
That's so true.
Give us content over the clock. We can do what they can do.
Here we joke.
But can they deal with Jimmy Christopher's poo? Decide the baby arm.
All right,
birthdays.
No, it's just rolling.
People thought that it would fail, then Gordo. Fred Lynn is 52.
Fred Lynn.
He got treated.
Who?
Like a piece. Fred Lynn.
He's what?
52.
No.
MVP?
That makes sense?
Crank it.
And rookie year, right?
The shows,
yes.
But then they just watched the ratings grow. I got a new
people
line in this.
Jumped on the team. It's like some big, beautiful dream. In the past, I have not been a saint. That one day, I almost had to faint. I came down with a tingly taint when I became a P1.
Love the taint reference.
I started singing rock out here at Ticket Stop.
Robert Pack is 35.
Former Maverick great.
I have a tingly taint.
Fran Darkenden is 64.
And that's incredible.
No, really, he is. He's 64.
Tiger Williams is 50.
Ah.
Great call.
Oh, cricket.
Just too newy. Look out, he's after all your food. He's hungry and in a bad mood.
Dan's about to hit puberty there.
Just pray that we never.
I was tired by this verse.
Big finish.
Diabetes doesn't make you fat. We're not in China, so don't eat my cat. Do you fit in the crease? My God, dude, you're.
to stop bagging on Newey. I don't think it's cool anymore.
Well, you're going to continue this year, right?
Oh, yeah, I already got a song written.
Well, that was vicious.
All right, Tiger Williams is 50. Ian Woosnam, 46.
A little bit of short guy.
Didn't Rick talk to Tiger Williams in Toronto and Tiger wanted nothing to do with him?
Yeah, I don't think we've played that yet.
All right, tomorrow.
Joey Bishop is 86.
Right pack.
Thomas Calabro is 45.
So,
anyone?
So, I've never heard of him.
Michael Mancini from Melrose Place.
Huh? Melrose.
He killed Dooku Kim in a boxing ring.
Well, let's talk to Dan, our Melrose Place correspondent.
He was married to Jane. Blythe
Danner. Like that show?
I used to watch it, sure. Yeah.
You and Uncle Gary?
But Uncle Gary doesn't play football.
So right.
Blythe Danner is 61.
Going to the Paltrow's mom.
I would.
She was also in
Seen Her Lately.
Meet the Parents.
She was in Meet the Parents, right.
No, but I am this weekend.
Dave Davies is 57.
Dave Ray Davies?
Is that the one that got stabbed?
No.
Ray's
That's
brother.
That's Ray Davies.
Ray Ray?
Yeah.
You want to tell Bob and others who don't know who Dave Davies is?
No, that's kind of a layup. I was going to offer that to somebody else if they wanted it.
Well, give it to Bob then.
Somebody take Bob aside and...
Here's Dave Davies. Bob?
Laura Davies is the big golfer.
Gribble?
Grego? What?
I know Grego.
Dave Davies? I know who it is.
Who?
Kinks, right?
That's Kinks. Right. That's right. Hmm. Morgan Fairchild is 54.
Hot. Yeah, Morgan Fairchild.
Hot.
54?
Yeah. That's the ticket.
Would you?
Seen her lately?
No.
Whom I've seen naked.
Born in Dallas.
Looks all right.
What's
those
up?
Old Navy commercials.
Here, all time. I saw her like a year ago.
Where?
In a restaurant here in Dallas.
Really?
It might have been a couple years ago.
Dr. Henry Heimlich is 84.
Known for his maneuvers.
Yes, he is. Nathan Lane is 48. He's a gay.
Birdcage.
And...
Is he?
Producers.
And now here's some
spares.
Yeah,
Larry David taking his place.
Oh, in the producers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
In that far-fetched
for Hitler.
Line.
Don't bag on Larry David.
Dave, the bosses aren't telling Keith Carney is 34.
Fair. Hockey?
A fine American defenseman. Who no doubt welled up when the Miracle on Ice went down as well. Jeff Christie is 35.
Gives hand signals to his wife.
Doug Christie.
Oh.
Offensive line of some kind, right?
Yeah. Viking, Buccaneer, I think. Mm. Tyrone.
Need the hand signal for that.
Tyrone Poole is 32.
Torched in the Super Bowl.
But celebrating. Yes?
Yeah. He won in the end.
Dwayne Rudd, Dan, is 28.
Wow.
Hey, Tom, how'd your wife like that Super Bowl commercial with the farting horse?
Whoa. Let's focus on Dwayne Rudd.
Now, let's see. Weren't the Browns about to seal a victory when...
I believe they were.
Dwayne, I apologize.
Pulled off his helmet.
Now, what must have happened that day as we were sitting
I was
on the
here.
Boat watching that?
I was here in Dallas.
I know.
I wasn't
had to be
young
Addison
fan
at the Browns
with a,
party.
I mean, if you're talking to 87 or something, I might have had a dog bone and all that. And no, I wasn't at the Browns
Just
party.
Sling a piece of
you
cake
up
at the screen.
Cake Buffalo with all the other Browns watchers?
No.
But you wearing your
what?
Bob Golic jersey and...
We got to move
fairy
on.
Socks.
Your leather helmet.
Got to move on.
Your Michael Dean Perry jersey or...
And Casey Weldon is 35.
Your Dick Schaffrath jersey. Florida State.
Yeah, dude. What about Mike Pruitt?
My big dog jersey that you guys gave me.
You wore that 10th birthday party, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I retired it. Dead on the, born on this day, now dead.
Well, let's unretire that for ticket stock, huh?
Gertrude what does that mean,
Stein.
By the way?
What?
How does one retire a jersey by wearing it?
I hung it up. My rafters.
Up in the rafters.
Yeah.
But your wife loves that.
And dead on this day, still dead, you got your Buddy Holly, your Richie Valens. Nancy Culp.
Buddy.
Jane.
Right. And Audrey Meadows. And then Tyler, he's here.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Some reason.
All right, the hard lines are next, so enjoy.
Next.